Winatu, Nuolele Paiku. Welcome back to another edition of Nanticoke Language Lessons. Today we'll be continuing our series on Elonkumachtit, our relations. Today we'll learn how to pluralize family terms with singular possessors. For example, we'll learn how to say my brothers, your brothers, or his or her brothers, etc. And we'll learn some more animate nouns that are not inalienably possessed, and we'll also learn how to introduce yourself and members of your family. First, we'll learn how to pluralize some of the family terms we learned in the previous lesson. First person, my brother is niemand, niemand. To pluralize that to my brothers, you would say niemandtuk, niemandtuk. For your brothers, kiemandtuk, kiemandtuk. For his or her brothers, you would say wiemandtuk, wiemandtuk. Note that the ending is different here. This is called an obviative when the subject, i.e. he or she, is third person, and the person being talked about is a sort of fourth person, if you will, being that it's possessed by a third person. You would use this "ah" ending. And again, this is called obviative. Elder sister, female cousin, niems, niems. You can also pronounce this niems. For my elder sisters or my female cousins, you would say niemsuk, niemsuk. For your elder sisters or elder cousin, elder female cousins, you would say kiemsuk, kiemsuk. For his or her elder sisters or elder female cousins, wiemsa, wiemsa. For my younger sibling, regardless of gender, also for my younger cousin, niessem, niessem. And you can also add a diminutive suffix to this, niessems, niessems. And we'll use this diminutive form for the pluralization examples following. My younger siblings or younger cousins, niessemsuk, niessemsuk. Your younger siblings or younger cousins, kiessemsuk, kiessemsuk. His or her younger siblings or younger cousins, wiessemsah, wiessemsah. My daughter, ndan, ndan. And you can also pronounce this ndan, depending upon dialect. My daughters, ntanak, ntanak. Your daughters, ktanak, ktanak. His or her daughters, wutana, wutana. My son, nuksa, nuksa. My sons, nuksawak, nuksawak. Your sons, kuksawak, kuksawak. His or her sons, uksawa, uksawa. And my child, neets, neets. Note that the first person marker, na, sometimes coalesces with the noun when it begins with an N, as in this example. So this affix is more implied in this example. So my children would be nitsanak, nitsanak. Your children, kunitsanak, kunitsanak. His or her children, wunitsana, wunitsana. Note also in this example that the ending un is restored in the plural forms. For the examples that follow, we'll need to learn a few more animate nouns. And unlike the family terms, these are not inalienably possessed, so they can be used without a possession prefix. Boy is wahakai awantet, wahakai awantet. Girl is bequeshwint, bequeshwint. A young unmarried woman is kikshkwe, kikshkwe. And a young unmarried man is gwiwisins, gwiwisins. And this last word here might actually be a borrowing from Ojibwe, in which case in Ojibwe it means boy. Here we'll learn about David and some of his siblings. Wa wahakai awantet, David Lowensu. This child is named David. Wa, this is an animate marker, meaning this. Wahakai awantet, this means boy. Lowensu means he is named. If David were to introduce himself, he would say, David Ntelowens, David Ntelowens. My name is David. To ask, what is your name? You would say, Kwekha Ktelowens, Kwekha Ktelowens. Wa Pikweshwint, Mary Lorenzo. Wa bequeshwint. Mary Lorenzo. This girl's name is Mary. Remember that wa is the animate marker, this. Bequeshwint is a young girl. Lorenzo means he or she is named. Keep in mind that the verbs are gender neutral in Algonquian languages with regards to male or female. David Wisem. Mary Lorenzo. David's younger sister's name is Mary. David Wisem. Mary Lorenzo. Yok kikshkwewak rose kotsali Lorenzoak. Yok kikshkwewak rose kotsali Lorenzoak. These young women are called Rose and Sally. Here, yok is the plural animate marker. Kikshkwe, that's a young unmarried woman. To pluralize it, kikshkwewak. And koch is end. And Lorenzoak means they are named. David Wimsa Rose Kotsali Lorenzoak. David Wimsa Rose Kotsali Lorenzoak. David's elder sisters are named Rose and Sally. Yok Gwiwisinsuk. Michael Kots Mark Lorenzoak. Yok Gwiwisinsuk. Michael Kots Mark Lorenzoak. These young men are named Michael and Mark. Again, yok, this is the animate plural marker, these. Gwiwisins is a young unmarried man. And Lorenzoak, they are named. How would you say David's brothers are named Michael and Mark? You would say, David Wimata, Michael Kochmark Lorenzoak. David Wimata, Michael Kochmark Lorenzoak. Willian for watching La Pichkanawathmo.